Cincinnati Reds in Cincinnati, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay, let me ask you about why do you like somebody like Mr.
Oh, well, I like Mr. because he's just a good everyday fella. He's the type of fella that that you see every day and you enjoy. He's a real funny type fella. He's a nice fella to be around. A good conversation piece.
Well,
very funny.
What are the churches in
the churches in Abbeville? The Methodist Church, which we are a member of, the First Baptist Church, Calvary Baptist, which was a spinoff from the First Baptist, have the Assembly of God. We also have a Church of Christ now. We have the, as I say, the Assembly of God, which is the Holiness Church.
When you become a member, what do you call that?
Joining the church.
Okay. Like Brother preached, what is that?
He was called? A pastor. He was our preacher.
Okay. But what's another word for preaching?
Another word would be a sermon. He would deliver the sermon for the day.
And Mama, what do you say is just as good a sermon as anything else in the church?
The music? The organ music.
The organ music, yeah,
tell me about the organ that they're taking down.
Oh, well, it's
a pipe organ.
It's a pipe organ. And
old time.
Real old, and they're having...
Completely redo the whole thing. It was a beautiful piece of a musical instrument. It had the large pipe, the old type. Been there for, would it be close? Right, we're talking about over 100 years, you know, when it was the original one, and we're having it done now because it got wet. We had some rain, it got in over a period of time, and we're having to completely redo it, which is going to cost, I think, about $17,000-$18,000 with the lowest bid we got. Take 5 or 6 months to get it done.
Can you tell me anything about the Negroes and their superstitions, and what are they scared of,
Yeah, well, the Negroes, they're very superstitious type people. They're either the devil's going to get them, I mean, they of death and so forth.
Is there anything they call the devil in particular? Like, do you remember any names?
Oh, like they come up like they talking to the children or something like this. Like the booger man, you know, was going to get them if they didn't do so-and-so, yeah. Something like that. But they are very superstitious.
What
type.
Are they called, ghosts? What's
Hank?
The old word?
Hank, yeah, Hank. Like Hank, like... Yeah, the nigger man is called Hank, and they call him that. They tied him way when he was a young boy, just playing with him up there. They tied him out in the cemetery. At night, tied him to a tombstone, but he broke away in a hurry, and they've called him Hank ever since.
Is that a...
No, that's not... That's Bud. Nigga up there. Very good, very likable, very funny type person there. We enjoy being around him.
If you were to say somebody owned 500 acres, what would you say? That's if you were telling about the amount, if you were explaining.
Lots of land. 500 acres is a lots of land. I'd say if they owned just a little bit, we'd say it's more like a parcel or something like that. But I'd say that would be a lots of land. It would be around in our part.
Okay. Tell. Talk a little.